No horses in the headphones today. You're not hearing any horses in the headphones.
No.
Okay, cool.
Are they supposed to be?
Every time we have a guest in here, there are horses in the headphones. Like a... Sounds like that.
That's okay.
Jeff Fox,
what's in your coffee, Carl?
It's a special blended Kathy whipped up this morning.
I don't know what it is. You're stupid enough to try it. Hey, do you know these people that you... talk about in
the
your
redneck thing?
Yeah,
I think the most amazing thing, because I do these interviews, and especially people from other parts of the country will always ask me, don't people get offended by this?
Right.
And not one person's ever been offended by it, because it's true. That's what makes it work. And the more guilty of it, the better people like it.
We do it. We know people. Our family is redneck.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you hear these things, you know, because I've seen your specials on TV and things, and you can hear these things. And I say, I know people like that.
Yeah.
I've done that.
It's not me. It's somebody else.
I've had a car in my
People always
yard.
Think it's somebody else. I had a guy who was doing a book signing in Birmingham, and this guy was one of those guys. He like preferred to walk the excess length off his jeans rather than hem them.
Yeah.
And see, full-time rednecks begin a lot of sentences with the words, look here.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy shows up at the book sign, and he's like, look here, dude. Now, look, I can't stay because my old lady got in a fight out in the parking lot, all right? But look here, man, I got to get one of them books because my brother is a dad-burn redneck. Your brother, gosh, go figure. How could that happen?
Now, see, back in Texas, I had a pickup truck with a gun rack, and I carried two rifles in the gun rack. And a lot of people here, you know, wouldn't believe that about me. But, you know, I guess
believe
that's kind of redneck.
You're telling me about your family. That's the one on the front of the book,
if
your bicycle has a gun rack.
How are some of the ways we can tell if people are redneck?
From the first book, there was things like if your front porch collapses and kills more than three dogs, you might be a redneck. Now, my favorite out of that book, if your family tree does not fork,
you might be a redneck.
But some of the new ones, if you own a Waffle House credit card, you might be a
redneck.
If you've ever been accused of lying through your tooth, you might be a redneck. If the most common phrase heard in your house is, somebody go jiggle the handle. Carl just qualified. If you've ever taken a beer to a job interview. If you take your dog for a walk and you both use the tree at the corner.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness. 28 past 7 o'clock, Nashville's hottest country, Nashville 95, Carla Cathy and Jeff Foxworthy. More in a minute.
I think we're in for trouble here. I see them whispering over here. 7:32, cloudy skies, 43 degrees.
And this news brought to you by Madison Equity Mortgage, Nashville 95, WSMFM. I'm Carl Shannon.
I'm Kathy Martindale, and your name here?
Jeff Foxworthy.
And I'm Dorinda Carter in the newsroom. Here's Richard. It's 43 degrees. I'm Dorinda Carter. You're up to date with bulletins as news happens. We keep you in touch with the world on Nashville 95.
Thank you, Dorinda. Our special in-studio guest this hour is Jeff Foxworthy.
We're just sharing true life redneck stories.
This
here
is incredible. This is incredible.
You're talking about the guy that dropped his firewood yesterday.
This is true. This is on 265, folks. There was a guy picking up firewood, and he was bent over, and
his britches didn't fit into. It's like one of the redneck things. If you see a sign that says "Say No to Crack," and it reminds you to pull your jeans up,
you might be a redneck.
Nashville's hottest country, Nashville 95, and there, of course, is Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, sing it, babe. 20 minutes before 8.
Let's hear Jeff Foxworthy sing this.
Oh, so good.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
pretty, not amazing.
No, I say I don't have that sexy. I'm like, oh, so good, you know.
Means something different.
Something totally different.
It's 20 until 8 o'clock, 7:40. Carl and Kathy and Jeff Foxworthy and Bell South Mobility Time Saver Traffic Update. Richard Thomas.
Well, we're really in pretty good shape up on the north side of town. Matter of fact, traffic was a little bit heavier earlier this morning than it is right now. Still a few cars around the Trinity Lane area. A little bit of traffic coming in from West Nashville. A few cars coming through the 2440 junction. I'll have a complete update for you in just a few minutes.
And for those of you who may not know, Jeff Foxworthy will be at TPAC next Thursday, the 13th. Showtime there is 8 p.m. Reserve seat tickets, only $15. That's a heck
of
a deal.
That's a good deal.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yes.
And you've also got a Warner Brothers album out?
This thing has gone bonkers. Yeah, we've got an album on Warner Brothers. It's been a few months, and it's
gone crazy. We made the country music charts few weeks ago. Yeah.
You
well, there's
singing?
No reason why it shouldn't be, because you are the funniest man alive. You are. And I have heard many people say this.
That's good. Thanks, Mom. Actually, my mom, this is a true story. My mom and then were out at Christmas, and my mom goes, you know which part of your act I don't like? I said, what? She goes, that part about me.
No.
True story. A few times ago on The Tonight Show, I did a joke. I was talking about growing up, and I said, remember when you were growing up and you first learned about the facts of life, and you would look at your parents and you couldn't imagine them doing that? I said, somehow I never could picture my mother screaming, give it up, you pot-bellied stallion. True story. So I tell this joke on The Tonight Show. I come home from the show and my answering machine is flashing. I walk in, hit the button. The first voice on there was my mother going, well, I guess I'll just have to find another church to go to. I told everybody in the choir to watch. There's no way I can face those people
wear
again.
Wear the skies.
Did your mom ever give you any nicknames growing up? Did you have any special nickname?
No, I don't think so. I mean, she'd always fuss at us. She's one of those just, you know, like, come in my brother and I room, say things like, did I raise y'all in a barn? You know, and I'd go, no. Then my brother would start laughing. What's so funny? Nothing. You know, we were always messing with her. But I come from a funny family. I mean, my family was the type, one of us get in the shower, the rest of us like, you want to go flush the toilet? You want me to. You know, it's...
No. You really hit home with a lot of this stuff, though. My great-grandmother had a spittoon by her bed, so I can understand when you say you might be a redneck. If
your mother keeps a spit cup on the ironing board.
See, I mean, I understand.
We're all guilty. We are all guilty of these. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car. I have an uncle in South Carolina that qualifies.
You consider your license plate personalized because your father made it.
If the UFO hotline limits you to one call per day. If you had a toothpick in your mouth when your wedding pictures were taken. If you've ever taken a beer to a job interview, did we do that one?
Yeah, we did that
one.
It's still funny, though.
If you can burp and say your name at the same time.
Oh, no, we're not guilty of that one, no. Carl.
I can't try it.
Come on,
yet.
Carl.
Can't do it.
Oh, Carl.
The pressure, I can't do it.